This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The major supermarkets currently have the best value prices for a Christmas lamb, while Aldi remains the best value choice for other grocery staples. This is the latest from consumer competition group Choice's third quarterly report, funded by the Albanese government. Choice's latest report has once again found that Aldi is the cheapest supermarket, followed by Coles, Woolworths and IGA. Assistant Minister for Competition Andrew Lee says the government has introduced a number of supermarket-related reforms.
It's important that we set up this supermarket price Olympics in order that Australians can see where to get the best deal. At a time when Australians are feeling the cost of living pressure, it is vital that we put more competition into the supermarket industry.
Syrians at home and millions of refugees abroad are hopeful yet deeply uncertain about their future as ousted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has agreed to hand power to the rebel-led Salvation Government. It comes a day after the rebels seized the capital Damascus and al-Assad fled to Russia. The imminent transfer of power follows 13 years of civil war, and it marks an end to more than 50 years of rule by the al-Assad family. One Syrian describes the situation they now confront.
There's been a change. You can see people going out into the streets. Those who were trapped in fear inside their homes for a long time have started to go out, shop and buy things. Things are much better than before, God willing. This is the situation. We don't know anything anymore. We just want stability in the end. That's all.
Around 180 people have been killed over the weekend in Haiti after attacks reportedly ordered by a gang leader who suspected his child had been made ill using witchcraft. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement it would mobilise forces to track down all responsible, including Wharf Jeremy gang leader Manuel Mikano Felix, who it accused of planning the attack. It said the victims were mostly elderly. A non-government organisation in Haiti that monitors state institutions and promotes human rights said at least 110 people, all aged over 60, had been killed over the weekend. New York City officials say the man suspected of killing United Health executive Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel last week has been arrested. The suspect, identified as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, was arrested in Pennsylvania after he was spotted at a McDonald's by someone who believed he resembled the gunman. New York Police Department Commissioner Jessica Tisch said Mangione was found with a firearm and silencer consistent with the weapon used to shoot Thompson, as well as clothing and a mask similar to those worn by the killer.
Also recovered was a fraudulent New Jersey ID matching the ID our suspect used to check into his New York City hostel before the shooting incident. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset.